The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
I'm really curious to see what Henry's house looks like. I think this will be our first time inside.
I'm guessing that he must have a lot of animals or something, or maybe some special plants. Doesn't seem to be able to leave them alone for even a day.
Ah, you're here. Do come in.
Well, Henry, we're all set to learn about what needs to be taken care of while you're away.
Let me show you where I keep the boxes. Now remember, this is a trial run. I've listed several phone numbers I can be reached if there are any emergencies.
He must be talking about cages. Ooh, maybe we'll be taking care of a python or a tank of barracudas.
Don't get your hopes up. It looks like Henry's standing next to a box of newspapers.
Okay, now notice there are four bins, each clearly marked with the name of the newspapers. Two will arrive each morning, one each evening, and the weekly paper comes in the mail tomorrow. Please place each one in its appropriate box.
Wow, Henry, you're really organized here and very well informed about what's going on in the world, I guess.
Yes, well, I do like to keep informed.
You must have a really large recycle bin. I know ours fills quickly, and we just subscribe to one newspaper.
Recycle bin? I don't know what you're talking about. When these boxes are full, I just put them out with the trash bin. After all, paper decomposes on its own. Why waste time putting it all in a separate bin?
You don't recycle your newspapers?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not interested in subscribing to some recycling service if you're selling one.
No, Henry, we're not trying to sell you anything. But maybe you don't realize you're already paying for recycling. We all pay a recycle fee, whether we use it or not. Don't you have a big blue plastic bin out there?
Yeah, I thought it was another garbage container. You mean I only have one garbage container? Just where am I supposed to put all my trash? Does that mean I'll have to upgrade my garbage service? I wonder how much that will cost.
If you want some advice, Henry, I know Dave and I can actually help you save money and space.
Save money? Okay, I'm listening.
Well, first, keeping your newspapers in a box is a great way to start. When it's full, all you need to do is empty it into your big blue bin out there. And you can use another box for unwanted mail, flattened cereal boxes.
And what does all this extra work get me? I don't suppose I can make any money doing this.
Actually, it is possible to earn money by saving other recyclable things like glass bottles or aluminum cans. But maybe we'll talk about that another day. However, by recycling paper, you're using less space in your garbage can, and you might be able to downsize your garbage container, and that'll save you money.
All this paper can be reused, recycled into things like newspapers, notebook paper, and so on.
You say that my newspapers are printed on recycled paper? Jumping jelly beans! Look at the time! Maybe I'll just postpone my trip and take a look around to see what else I can recycle.
Paper has a variety of reuses, so make sure it isn't included in your trash. And take a close look at your trash container. Does it contain other things that can be recycled?
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.